That's our ring time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Miles Nervine and Alka-Seltzer. Well, the old fellows were pretty horrified when they walked in their store yesterday morning and found out that Cedric, in cleaning the dust off all the canned goods in the store, had cleaned the labels off as well. All day they tried to figure out methods whereby they could tell what was inside of those cans, but nothing seemed to work. Lum finally issued this ultimatum to Abner. Either he must find a way out of this dilemma in 24 hours, or else pay for all the canned merchandise they have in stock. Well, we'll soon see what happens next. Friends, remember back about a year ago when you could get only a gallon or two of gasoline a week and you had to stay at home? Well, it's going to be a lot different this year. You'll be on the go more this spring and summer. So be wise. The next time you go to your drugstore, buy two packages of Alka-Seltzer instead of one. Keep one package at home and take the extra package with you wherever you go. You never know when you may want Alka-Seltzer for relief from occasional headaches or acid indigestion, muscular fatigue, or the headachey, feverish feeling of a cold. And a drugstore may not always be open or may not always be handy when you need Alka-Seltzer most. And that's why you should remember to get an extra package of Alka-Seltzer. Buy two packages instead of one. Keep one package of Alka-Seltzer at home always and take the other package with you wherever you go. Now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner and Cedric feverishly working in the store. Listen.
Well, hurry up, Cedric. We got to get this all dead before Lom gets here now.
Well, we just got about three more to go.
Good.
That's all, just three more. To get this one done, it's only be three more.
Doggies, I'm sure glad you come along, Cedric. Hadn't been for you, I'd have sure been out of luck.
Thank you.
Old Lum told me if I didn't get us out of this mix-up in 24 hours, he was going to make me pay for all the canned goods in this store.
Yes, Mom, you told me that about 11 times.
Is he going to be surprised? See, he never figured I could do it. He thought we never would find out what was in all them cans. I just can't hardly wait till he walks in there and see what we've done.
Yes, boy. His eyes will bug out like a trump-toned toad.
Oh, he'll fall right down, he'd be surprised. Well, I reckon this must be the last in here, ain't it, Cedric?
Yes, Mom. They come out even, too, didn't they?
Yeah. Told you they look pretty good, too. Practical as good as they did before. I'll sure have to hand it to you for this, Cedric. I don't know what I would have did if you hadn't used your little old head.
Yes, Mom, I've been using it lately right smart. Makes it seem like I'm smarter that way, somehow.
Doggett, I believe you are getting smarter, Cedric. You was mighty nigh a genius on this.
Well.
Fact is, I think I'll just give you a jar of peanut butter just to show you what I think of you. Free.
Chunk style?
Any style you want.
Oh, well, make it chunk style, then. I'm still a chunk man. I don't care how big of a genius I get to be. I'll always be a chunk man.
Well, that's a good thing to be, I guess. I don't know much about peanut butter.
You take Gomer Bates, he favors plain style. I'm more of a plain man. But me, chunk style every time. You give me a peanut butter sandwich without no chunks in it, it just seems like I ain't living. But on the other hand...
Wait a minute. There comes along. Here, set this jar of paste out of sight. Put it back behind you there. Don't say nothing to him now about what we did here. Just let him see for himself. Yeah, howdy, Lum. Come on in here, old boy. Nice day, ain't it?
I don't know what's nice about it. Here we are, stuck with a store full of practical, worthless merchandise. Hello there, Cedric.
Hello, Mr. Lum.
Bound you, I laid awake half the night trying to figure this thing out.
Well, what was you worrying about it for? Thought you told me to do it. You give me 24 hours, don't you recollect?
Yeah, well, I was just so mad I never knowed what I was saying. I ought to know better than to think you could study up anything.
Oh, I don't know. Simple little thing like that.
Yeah, I wished it was simple.
Personal, I don't see nothing to it. Just figuring out what's inside of a few cans, that ain't nothing. Is it, Cedric?
No, Bob.
Leastways, not for a couple of brainy fellers.
Now, this ain't no laughing matter. This is downright serious. And once last night, when I finally went to sleep, I dreamed it. Well, I'll be dead blamed.
What's the matter?
Look at the shelves.
Yeah.
I must still be dreaming. Look, the labels are all back on the cans again.
Yeah.
Abner, pinch me, am I awake?
I'd love to.
Cut that out.
You told me to pinch you.
You don't need to do it so hard. Take everything I say so literary. Grannies, am I seeing things or are them labels actual on there?
They're on there.
But that can't be.
Can't, huh?
Wait a minute. Do you know something about this?
Why, natural. You told me to get us out of this mix-up. Why, you tell Abner Peabody to do something, my dog, is it's just as good as did right there, bud.
But how? What? Where did you... How could you do it?
Oh, nothing to it. Me and Cedric done it together. I'll have to give Cedric most of the credit.
I don't care who gets the credit. I just want to know how you done it.
Just a simple little thing. Just a matter of using your brains is all. See, when Cedric washed all the labels off of them cans the other night, why, he never throwed the labels away. Being smart like he is, he saved them. So all we done was just paste them back on the cans.
Well, if that don't beat the bugs of faith.
Yeah, just a little head work.
I'm sort of a genius, Chunk style.
You know, sometimes I think I'm wasting my time in a little old two-bit grocery store like this. I ought to be working somewhere where they need a man with a head full of brains.
Goodness, you fellas must have worked a long time on this.
Well, it's taken quite a while, but what of it? Long as it saves the store, I don't care.
You know, it's peculiar. I never thought to ask Cedric what he'd done with them labels after... Wait a minute.
Huh?
Wait just a minute here. How did you fellas know which cans to put what labels on?
Why, we just taken the labels and...
Oh, me.
Let's see here. How did we know how to do that?
You never knowed. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Well, we must have knowed some way, or we never could have did it, Lum. Do you recollect how we knowed, Cedric?
No, Mom. Just geniuses, I reckon.
I know we started in that corner over there and we're...
Listen, Abner. If you had a tomato label in your hand, but you never knowed which can the tomatoes was in, how could you know which one to paste the label on?
You're right, that is sort of a mystery, ain't it?
Well, can't you get it through your head that you've just made things worse than they was before, even? Every one of them cans is labeled wrong.
Every one of them?
Well, if they ain't, it's just a pure accident. Grannies, I've never saw such ignorance in one human in my life. You could be arrested for hoarding it.
Have they got a law for that, too?
No, but there ought to be one. Now, while you and your genius friend there get busy and take all them labels off of them cans again, I'll try to figure out what we can do with this mix-up.
Well, Long...
Hurry up.
Oh, yes, sir. All right. Cedric, get going.
Well,
go
Mr.
on.
Abner.
Hurry up. Get on.
Yes, boy.
Get out in the feed room there. Start heating up a tub of water. Dog, as I never seen such ignorance in one human. You could be arrested for hoarding it, Cedric.
All right, don't take it out on him. Now, you're just as much to blame for this as he is.
Cedric, put down that jar of peanut butter.
Well, you said you was going to give it to me free.
That's all off now. Let me know when the water gets hot.
Yes, Bob.
Oh, I reckon I ought to go ahead and give him the peanut butter as long as I promised it to him.
Well, what'd you promise it to him for?
For being so brainy.
Uh-huh. You better take a jar for yourself, too.
Oh, well, thank you.
Wonder if the wholesale house would have any way of telling what's in them cans.
Do that for a minute.
I don't reckon so. Once you get the labels off, they all look alike.
If we had some way of looking through tin, imagine a fine glass wouldn't do it, would it?
No, it'd just make them look bigger.
Telescope?
No.
I know this way a minute. Doc Miller.
Doc Miller?
That's it.
What's he got to do with it?
Well, don't you see? He's got that machine that takes your picture inside. Or, I mean, takes a picture of what's inside of you.
That's right, ain't it?
Why, sure. Whatever that machine is, it must be able to look right through things. What do you call them? X-ray rays or something like that?
X-ray.
Yeah, that's it. Let's call him up right now.
Well, wait a minute. I ain't sure we can afford it.
Afford it?
Oh, that stuff runs into right smart of an expense.
It does.
I know Miss Pomeroy had an X-ray picture taken of her, and it cost her
$10. $10?
Yes, sir.
What'd you do, have a whole batch of prints made to give away for Christmas or something?
No, that was just for the one picture.
Hmm.
If you want my opinion, it weren't a very good likeness of her, neither.
She looked awful skinny, I seen him. Maybe Doc just don't know how to work
skin
that
and bones. No, that X-ray stuff is just natural expensive. We start figuring $10 a can just to find out what's inside of it. You can see right there we'd bankrupt ourselves in no time at all.
Yeah.
Most of them cans won't sell for over 30 or 40 cents.
Yeah, Lum, maybe we could have some group pictures taken. They're all as nice.
Group?
Yeah, the canned goods, you know.
Yeah, but it still cost us too much.
Oh.
And here's another thing. Busy as Doc is nowadays, you'd have to call up in advance and get an appointment with him.
Well, what of it?
Well, that'd sound fine, wouldn't it? Call up the doctor's office and say you want to make an appointment for a can of hominy, or you got
a... How do you know it's
peaches.
A can of hominy?
Well, I don't know. I was just taking that for example.
If you knowed it was a can of hominy, you wouldn't want to send it over in the first place. See, Lon, the idea of this whole thing...
I know what the idea is. Just skip it. X-ray won't work.
Let's see. Might get old Vess over here with his divining rod.
Well, what good would that do? We ain't looking for water. We don't want to dig no well.
No, I don't. Or might get a rabbit in here.
A rabbit?
I bet you he could tell what cans of carrots is in.
Abner, could I talk him silly and answer the telephone?
Lom, I'm just trying to help.
I know.
Hello, jot him down, store. Rabbit Peabody, Abner Peabody doing the talking. How's that? No, we ain't figured out what to do about it yet, Charlie. Well, sure, I'd be glad to deliver some cans of stuff to you, but we don't know what's in them, Charlie. You don't? Anything you say. Yeah, quick as I can. All right, Charlie. Goodbye. That crazy Charlie Redfield wants me to deliver a half a dozen of these cans to him.
Without knowing what's in them?
That's why he wants them. See, he does his own cooking over there, and he says he gets a dad blame tired of thinking up what he's going to eat every night, and this way, why, every meal will be a surprise.
That sounds like Charlie, all right.
You know, that ain't a bad idea, surprising yourself that way. I know I get tired of Elizabeth fixing the same things for me all the time. I might just take an armful of these things home myself tonight.
Now, Grannies, wait a minute. I believe I'm getting an idea.
What is it?
Listen, wouldn't you say that everybody loves a surprise?
Why, yeah, I guess.
You know how folks is always interested in a grab bag?
Oh, they love them.
Oh, I've saw folks that wouldn't ordinarily spend a nickel put up money for a grab bag. They'll do it every time. It's the surprise part of it that gets them right.
Yes, sir, I believe you're right, Long.
Well, sir, that's what we're going to do.
Put up money for something in a grab bag?
No, silly. We're going to put on a sale.
Huh?
A grab bag sale. We'll put up a flat rate of 25 cents on every can in the store.
Oh.
We'll let them take their pick. If they can guess what's in it, they'll get it free.
Free?
Abner, ring the fire alarm. I'm going to get on that party line and make an announcement. It'll pack this store so full of customers we'll have to build a...
Unless something happens to upset this apple cart, it looks as though Cedric's mistake might turn into a profitable venture. So be sure to join us again on our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge. Friends, no one will deny that the hurry and scurry and worry of these days is likely to result in nervous tension. And haven't you found that when you're nervously keyed up, you sometimes have a restless, sleepless night? Haven't you found also that after a restless night, you're pretty likely to be irritable and cranky the next day? Or you may have nervous indigestion. Well, next time nervous tension threatens to ruin your restful night, try that old standby of thousands, Miles Nervine. You'll find Miles Nervine is a mild but very effective sedative that tends to relax nervous tension and permit refreshing sleep. It's helped bring restful nights into thousands of homes for almost three quarters of a century. And it can help you relax when your nerves are overwrought and jittery. So get a package of Miles Nervine from any druggist today. Caution, use only as directed. Remember, it's Nervine, Miles Nervine, that you want.